This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Baby clap.
My little clap.
A penguin clap.
Yeah, good. All right. Hold on one second.
I never know how it's just gonna start.
The fuck is going on? The fuck is up? You know what it is. Yo. First off, hold on. First off, we got the human fucking bandana in the building. Just came back from karaoke. Faye Tana,
the human fucking bandana.
How was karaoke, my man?
It was good still.
I heard you fucking killed it.
Yeah.
I heard he killed it.
There was a stage.
He was not, you mix it up. He was mad that there wasn't a stage.
Oh, yeah, he was mad that there wasn't a stage, yeah.
When Faye Tana, the human bandana, goes to karaoke, there's a stage and shit, and it's like a spotlight and everything. So they didn't have that. First, he's like, oh, shit, you don't have the spotlight. Yeah. He was, like, pretty bummed out. He almost didn't go.
Yeah.
And then he was already there, and he found out, oh, shit, there's also no stage. Whatever. You had fun, though, regardless.
So that's all that matters, yeah.
But yeah, what were you going to say now? That was number one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I was actually, my number one was that Faye Tana's in a building and he went to karaoke that night. Yeah, so.
So we got that out of the way. Yeah. Also, it's my date of birth.
G.
So pop that.
That second. That second.
So pop that. Which one? Yo, my man came through with the crystal.
With the Jackson tricks.
I definitely didn't come with the crystal.
They can't see the logo. It's crystal.
It is what I say, you know what? And if they listen to this, they definitely can't see it. So we popping crystal for fun.
Yeah, actually, because I read it first, and at first it looked like Jackson Triggs, but then I look closer and it does say crystal.
I can't even read Jackson Triggs. Yo, open that towards the wall, though, so it don't go all over the equipment.
My BBG in the building, what's happening?
Jeez!
What's up, guys? I can't hear myself over the thunder. Oh, hi.
Is that thunder or is that like a bomb?
It's a bomb.
It's a bomb. It's a bomb. Oh,
you wanted? Oh, sorry. She wanted thunder.
Okay.
Wait, wine doesn't pop in the air, no?
That's not wine.
That's champagne, no?
It's fucking wine.
That's wine. That's definitely
is that wine?
Yeah.
Oh,
are you sure?
Wait, Cristal is champagne, though, so that's actually champagne.
That's champagne.
Oh, yeah, let me see it. Fuck. I mean, yeah, of course it pops and shit.
On a set.
Oh, that's Moscato.
Ooh.
My man Shells brought Moscato.
Moscato champagne.
Yo,
it's a new thing Chris Styles tried.
It's a hybrid.
Yo, hold
on.
Did
that just break?
Wait, nah.
Did it break?
The little cage thing.
I'm so blind, I can't see.
Yeah, I can't see shit either.
Yeah, open it that way. While I announce something, I got my AirPods on.
Ooh.
Wow! I'm not hearing you niggas, man.
Wow.
Basically... Now we can start the fucking podcast.
This guy is crazy, bro.
Don't pop that in my head.
It's not, it is.
He's still gonna have a pop, though.
Boop. You gotta do it next to the mic.
Yeah. It might squirt
everywhere.
Oh. My man. Oh, this is silly.
He fucking saved it, though.
It's my
he
date
saved
of birth.
It, though. Starting it right.
This is date of birth. He's going stupid.
Stupid.
You can't control me.
Yo, 369.
Stupid.
47 years.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked
up. That's fucking crazy.
Wait, what?
47
You didn't hear
years.
About it? I don't know if it's like
confirmed.
Yeah, he's getting sentenced in January 2020, but okay. He pleaded guilty to a bunch of different charges.
Oh.
And they're saying he's saying to what he pleaded guilty for, he can get 47 years.
Ah.
And he's going to, ironically, he's coming out when he's 69 years old.
Shut the fuck up.
Yes.
I swear to God. They fucking around like, over there, bro.
That'd be fun.
We have to do that.
Yeah, they're like, bro,
that's
we
a
have
fucking gas.
That's fucked up, bro.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yo, fuck that's the system.
Fuck the system, you heard? Yo, if the system listening,
damn.
Yo, I'm following every rule.
Yeah, I'm following every rule. Bro. Fuck y'all on the low,
I'm
you heard?
For me and shit. Yeah.
But like, also follow the rules.
Yeah.
Blame. It's crazy, man. My because man. It, like Appreciate he's it. So young. He's yeah. so young, bro, and it's like.
It is unfortunate. I hate to see that.
Yeah, and like, what, like, the shit that just upsets me about the whole situation. Thank you, young man.
That might be 10%.
Yeah. This looks like all bubbles.
Yeah.
But what's frustrating about the situation is that every rapper tried to, like, tell this guy,
chill
the fuck out. Fat Joe was telling him, like, yo, they're watching you. They're watching you. Stop playing.
Yep.
And he's just out here trolling. Then I heard some next shit on, I was reading some next shit that like he, I guess, snitched about the New York shooting on Chief Keef. Something like that.
Oh, he's going to testify.
I think he already did. I don't know. There's a lot of different news coming out about Tekashi this week. And you okay?
Yeah. All right.
And it's just, it's really sad to see.
Fuck,
it's really
bro.
Sad to see, man. He had he was blowing up, man. And
bro, like what hurts me the most is like, despite all the fucked up shit he did, like he turned probably his whole family's life around.
Yeah,
and that shit
more than
stopped,
his family.
Bro.
Like,
but that should have been even more motivation for him to like
to stop fucking around.
Yeah, you're right.
But it's like right. when you were a kid, and you blow up that fast. Mm-mm. It's not like
I can agree with that though, because nobody who's smart like has like a mentality to be like, okay, maybe just like, chill out a little bit. I got all this money, let me like try to keep it or
and,
keep my job.
Yeah. And like based on where he's from, like or what we see, he's from the hood and like, you know what I mean, you blow up that fast, he's been trying to blow up, then he finally blows up and he doesn't just blow up, like this nigga blows up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like 10 for 10 or 9 for 9 on the Billboard, like beating everything, bro. Like and this nigga was like, I had a love hate relationship with Tekashi when he first came out.
Yeah, facts.
And I liked some of his music, but I didn't support some of the shit he was doing. I just like wanted him just to kind of just be great and just continue making music. Mm-hmm. And then like I don't know, like he just it was sad to see. It's sad to say that I could see this shit coming to this part, but like it's sad to see it actually here now. You know, so I don't know, man. Fuck, free TK.
Yeah, that I'm not sure. Yeah,
Bobby Shmurda about to get out.
Bobby Shmurda coming out.
When is
Max
he get out?
B just supposed now. To come out? No,
I don't know when, but it's definitely mad soon because he's
been in
there for
a while.
Minute. Yeah.
Wait, since like high school? No, no, that's not.
No, no, no.
He's
no,
been.
No.
He was
Bobby Shmurda
then.
Got locked up like
2020.
No, that was like when I was 21, 20 when he came.
Yeah,
out.
He went to jail like 2017. Yeah.
When did Hot Nigga drop?
Like 2016, 2015. Let me see. When did Bobby Shmurda go to jail?
Coach.
I think it was 2017.
It was like
Hot Nigga
after.
Dropped 2014.
2014?
That's crazy.
December 17th, 2014.
Wow,
so holy. He's been gone for that long?
Shout out to research.
Holy shit, bro. So he's at, what did he get? Didn't he get 7?
Yeah, but not. Nah, he was about to get a fat charge and then like he took it with his mans and now he's coming out of 2020. Like that's the reason. I forgot what happened though. Damn, that's crazy. Tekashi, Bobby Shmurda, all these topics is
they got a free
crazy,
Max B though.
Max B's about to come out. No,
he's done enough. He's learned his lesson.
It's been forever, right?
It's been a minute and Max B would be out here going crazy if he was out. Because the wave is strong. It's still strong.
I
imagine
honestly,
having that impact.
Bro,
that, like this guy's been away forever.
He's
still come
still
out
the
and
man.
Make waves.
Trust me, that's crazy, bro. That's crazy.
But, everyone behave themselves and stop doing.
I've never listened to Max B.
Just follow the rules.
Just follow the rules.
I've never listened to Max B. And
what?
Oh, and I know.
Yo, everyone gets mad at me. It's like the fucking.
Wait, none of you guys have?
Bro,
I've
it's
heard
like the
it,
Titanic
yeah.
situation. Like whenever my friends ask me if I watch a certain movie, like a classic movie that almost everyone in the world has watched.
Oh, I'm out of here.
What? I know who he is.
Holy
shit. Silver Surfer. Feel free, Max B. I know about Max B, but I couldn't, like...
I'm sending you guys hella links
Maybe
after.
I know a song. Maybe I know a song.
You probably do know a song.
Probably.
Well, he wrote Ballin' for Jim Jones, so you know that song. Sorry to
cut you. Oh, he wrote that?
Yeah, he wrote that.
You can hear Max
Ballin'!
B all through that. You can hear him. Like, I know Max B's, like, wave. I know his flow. I know his influence. Yeah. But I just don't listen to him religiously. Like, I heard about him. I know songs, but, like, I couldn't tell you 10 Max B songs off the top of my head.
You gotta get drunk. And then listen to Max B, and then it'll sound different every day after that.
I'm gonna get drunk then.
Yeah. Trust me, that's what happened to me.
All right. Let's do it.
We're on our way.
Let's do it.
Yes, ma'am. I remember the first time I was like kind of drunk. Yeah, I was fucked up.
And
I
was
I was listening to Chief Keef. I'm like, yo.
That explains a lot.
You listen to Chief Keef the first time you got drunk?
What the fuck did you just
no,
say?
No, I'm just saying.
The first time I...
What did you say? Oh, he doesn't like Chief Keef.
No, I'm like Chief Keef. I fuck with Chief Keef. But you go as hard for Chief Keef as I go for Max B, because I was drunk when I heard Max B.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That explains a lot.
Oh, okay, yeah. Nah, but even like sober? Mm-hmm.
Yo,
yeah.
The thing Fosa? Is, it's annoying because like I've been saying like, yo, I think Chief Keef's like a legend. I think Chief Keef's a legend. Then yeah. Now slowly all these videos are coming out like why Chief Keef's important, like on Genius and shit. Like I watched those breakdowns on like, I watched RIP Speaker Knockers, but I watched one the other day, like Speaker Knockers, like Impact. Mm. And like it's deep with like certain rappers. Like Chief Keef is one of those rappers that it's really deep. And I feel like Soulja Boy is another one of these rappers that I've been saying, like, yo, Soulja Boy is a legend. And niggas will laugh at you. I'm like, bro, so you don't know what Soulja Boy's done a lot.
Yeah.
Like, he's actually done a lot. I remember I was listening to Soulja Boy, and the niggas would, like, laugh at me and say, yo, turn it off. I'm like, bro, y'all niggas was not bumping
how
my city.
How did they say turn it
Welcome
off?
Welcome to my city.
Huh?
Yo, I just couldn't do the fucking
crank that.
Yo, he's not even. Yeah, it wasn't even that. Like, yo,
that's why I didn't connect like that.
Soulja Boy had flows, bro. Soulja Boy had flows.
But aside from the dancing, you didn't. You couldn't?
No, I did. Yo, just like, I don't know. It was like, you know.
What was that one song? I'm not talking commercial Soulja Boy, though. I'm talking Soulja Boy's like dropping tapes. He was dropping tapes like Chief Keef drops tapes. Like, he was just dropping shit. And I'm like, yo, this is sick. You got to listen. You got to filter through it. Like, not all of it is good, but like, yo, he had some hits. I'm like, yo, this is sick. Yeah. But
what was that one joint he had?
Kiss Me Through the Phone?
No. I just remember the videos in the tour bus. I think it's like, let me look. I think it's like Outer Space Flow or something.
Yeah, shout
like
out
that.
To Bow Weezy, man.
Ooh, that's
shout out to Bow Weezy.
Yeah, Outer Space Flow.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Outer Space Flow was crazy.
Shout out to Lil Bow Wow, man. Yo, Lil Bow Wow doesn't get the respect he deserves.
He told me he wanted to be a Lil Bow Wow.
Yo, I wanted to fucking be Lil
honestly,
Bow Wow. Bro.
Honestly, yo, me too. When
yo,
I
wanted to be Lil Bow Wow.
So
weird.
You gotta look at it like this, bro. We're youngins, bro. The only nigga on 106 in Park that looks like me is Bow Wow.
Like a little kid.
That's literally it.
Little black kid. Yo, he was the first black rapper I got into.
Yo, well, facts.
Fucking
wait.
Ooh, this is the first rapper I ever got into.
Really?
Yo, before Bow Wow, literally was like NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. And
it was
shit.
A kid.
I was such an NSYNC fan.
Bro, NSYNC.
They just dropped the album.
I liked White Boys, huh?
They just dropped the album.
Bow Wow?
Yeah, they did.
No, NSYNC.
Mm-hmm.
NSYNC.
I heard it's like number one, on, like high on the.
Oh, you dropped some new shit?
Yeah, they dropped some new shit.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Yo, I want to let you guys know that. Well, you guys already know this, but I'm gonna keep saying it until the day comes. Young Thug is a legend. I'm letting everyone know in this fucking building. Okay. Young Thug, niggas like Future. These guys, these two guys alone are the reason why. Like, bro, Future has a song about, like, just talking about how we inspired the whole wave and, like, how niggas bit off him and all this shit. Bro, you guys are gonna see in a couple years. Personally, I don't think Thug should be where he's at. But, like, Thug's, like, he's not, I don't think he's
what
respected.
What do you mean?
Like, career-wise, I think he should be a lot further.
Bigger?
Like,
oh, yeah, I agree.
I think he should be a lot bigger than he is.
I can agree with that.
I think he doesn't get enough respect for what he does and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I was watching a Future documentary, and they were talking about how much, like, Future writes and how like, he won't come out of the studio. But then, like, Future talks about Young Thug, and he's like, I like working with him because he's just like me. Like, he doesn't stop making music. Mm. He's doing this, he's doing that. And when you hear, like, his shit, again, if you just, like, get in that zone of Young Thug and you listen to this guy, like, I think that nigga's crazy.
Why do you think Young Thug is not like big?
Because niggas like walk up to me and compare Young Thug to Russ, and it really pisses me off.
What?
Stop lying.
Faitana, look at him.
Oh, Faitana did it, right?
Faitana said Russ is better than Young Thug. And I lost it.
That's such a reach.
I lost
That's
it.
That's such a reach.
He
I'm
said,
sorry.
I lost it.
Why would the Russ out there making his money, though, man?
Nigga, fuck Russ. Yeah. Give a fuck.
Wait. There's two different. That's like.
Nigga.
It's two different genres. Like that's not even they're not even the same lane
I wouldn't even
together.
Compare
I would never even make that comparison.
Why did you do that?
That's melodies.
Okay, guys.
Absolutely not.
Melodies.
All right,
guys.
No, sir.
If we're talking sonically, then this isn't the conversation.
Nigga. But, how do you quote?
Relax.
Like, how do you compare Young Thug's melodies
relax,
are
my brother.
Crazy,
relax.
Bro.
No.
Russ?
They're two different
I've
lanes.
Never heard Russ, to be honest.
You don't want
to
hear
okay,
Russ.
Okay, listen to a couple of songs and you'll be like, this is not the same thing.
I'll try.
To me, he's
that
very,
be
like,
out, though.
Mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mainstream motivation.
Yeah, but it's
cat.
Cool. Like, that's his thing, so that's fine. And I'm not
mad
at it.
Yo, I've never understood the Russ.
I know
Russ
people
hate
him, but I'm not mad at it.
I don't get why.
he got to be doing something, right? Because I know a lot of people that
just. Yo, if you don't like the music, just fucking turn it off.
Yeah. And that's that cult crowd that he taps into.
That's a cult crowd that he taps
into. Same with Post Malone. That's
and
that cult crowd.
Logic. Same
yeah,
thing.
Logic too, yeah.
He has his, they have their cult following.
And a lot of things too. Like, niggas hit on positivity. Like, that's so weird.
Bro, I don't get it. Like, why are you so mad? Why? Like, bro, how do you have time to, like, okay, if you don't like it, but you have time to, like, stop and, like, comment
this other man that like it.
Negative. Yeah. It's happy
we
shit.
We have a lot of negative stuff, so I think people just,
bro, that's
like
pulling
that
up to a birthday
space,
party and fucking smashing a cake. For no reason. I don't get it. Like, I could not like some shit, but it's like, I'm not mad.
Yeah, no facts. That's the energy. And honestly, like, what Symphony said, like, yeah, the negative shit is, like, the norm.
It's normal.
Yeah,
it's true.
Drama, the you know, negative things. So people like to gravitate to that.
Yeah.
It's easier than being like, I want to be happy.
Yeah.
Weird. I bet you're listening to fucking...
He's over here.
You're bumping through AirPods?
Yeah, I can't.
So I was listening to Young Thug. You got to say something?
This guy's...
Bro, honestly, there's just a few rappers that I really believe in. I was talking to my boy the other day.
He has four posters.
Yeah. Actually, I should go get some posters. But I was talking to my boy the other day. Shout out Danny, my man's.
Shout out Danny.
We're going to bring him on to the podcast real soon. But I was listening to, I was talking to him, and I was just like, on a realist note, I've asked him, I'm like, yo, as a man, have you ever cried to like one of Future's songs? It's a real question. And every time I ask the question, Faitana, the human bandana, I swear to God. What?
The human fucking bandana, man.
I'm like, yo, have you ever cried to Future? And then, like, you know what I mean? I told him, like, yo, Coding Crazy made me cry once. I was just in that zone. I'm like,
what was the line? What was, like, the... What was the buildup?
You
really
thought I forgot
you?
About us. I thought you don't know why I'm holding under pressure. Talking about
that's
Sierra, bro. Yeah. He's like, yo, because he's like, you just, he's been going on for like 5 minutes. And then just all of a sudden, the beat just drops again. And he's like, you thought I forgot about us. And I'm like, yes.
Okay, I'm going to have to listen to that.
Yeah, I might have to take that in.
You never listen. You on my AirPods? Really? Bro, like, that song, like, he was just so hurt over Sierra and like that situation going on.
So you related to it.
And then, like, I just. Ooh. Nah, like, I just felt his pain. Like, I really just... That was the first time
you're
I feel like...
To
I,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The only
like,
way you're going.
I just felt like I was, like, in Future's shoes because, like, I'm reading everything going on. Yeah. Then, like, she left him and rah, rah, rah. And then this guy's just, like, talking about his shit. And I'm like, yo, yeah, like, just a young screen nigga, man. And just...
Were you laying down at the time?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That might have...
Coding Crazy. And Future singing.
That might have played
oh,
into it, man. Why you got so emotional.
Yeah, yo, yeah, honestly, like, just music will do it to you, bro.
No, I cried to it. I'm really trying to think of a song I cried to.
I cried to a couple songs.
Do you cry, Jermaine?
Yeah, I cry sometimes.
Do you cry?
Tears fall out of my eyeballs sometimes.
They do. I'm do I crying. Cry? Oh, I cry all the time.
Bro, she cries for no reason. She'll cry
I
for
cry because I didn't get a puppy. Like,
a puppy? That,
that's yeah. a real reason
I
to
cry.
Cry
too.
Guys, I'm being an asshole.
He didn't get me one.
No, she
he
said.
Didn't get me a puppy, guys.
Yo,
he
did
didn't
it.
Get me one.
Bro, she said. She, yo, literally. I'm like, yo,
right. Don't
I'm
touch
like, yo,
me.
What time? Yo, listen. Touch me.
Don't touch me.
Yo,
don't
brainwash my brother. Yo, we can't.
No.
Yo, all right, look. I'm taking my glasses.
What happened?
Listen, okay? I said,
tell them what happened.
I wanted a puppy. I wasn't ready for it. At the time, I wasn't as busy. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I'm ready. And he came to LA. We did not get a puppy.
With no puppy, huh?
No puppy.
No,
I would have been on that shit
then,
with the puppy.
The New Year's, the New Year comes, and I'm super busy now.
My dad texts me.
And I can't get one because I'm so busy. But I could have had
thank
it by
you, Dad.
Now.
But like, what would you have done when you're busy now with a puppy?
You know, there's like little daycares and stuff like that. But
true.
I really wanted one at that time, and I didn't get it.
No, but yo, it's just conflicting schedules and shit. Cause yo, she wanted yo. You said you're like yo. Oh, you got to be here for a little bit so you can like help train the dog and shit.
I can
but
do
I it. Couldn't do it.
Jermaine,
no, but you said,
but he
yo,
wants to be
Jermaine.
A part of that.
Yo, I'm
yes,
a good
Jermaine.
Fucking guy, man.
Yes.
Shout out to me.
Yo, shout out yo, to you, Jermaine.
I was like, yo, all right, yo, you want this puppy? I'm ready to go. Let's get it.
You want this puppy?
Yeah, she's like, nah.
Yo, you want this puppy, nigga?
This literally how you said that, bro. Like,
oh, let's go get it.
If I ask you some shit like this and you don't respond like this, you don't need it or you don't want it.
Yo, just get a lizard, man.
Get a lizard. Nah,
don't get a lizard.
Yo, I remember bro, Julian had so a work. Snake and this nigga made me sleep beside the snake.
Who?
Oh, no,
did he let it out on you?
Yeah, Julian was an evil nigga to me, bro. Shout out to Julian. Shit. Shit's on an empty. Oh, shit. My bad. But what's up, man? Shit.
What's your birthday? With y'all, man?
Yeah, where? How you feel?
How do you feel?
Yeah, I feel like yesterday, nigga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's honestly, that's shit.
Yo, niggas, oh, yeah, I feel probably. 1 year.
Well, how did you feel
older?
Yesterday?
The same as today. That's all it is, man.
Yo.
Y'all, I don't know. I'm on some chill shit, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like before when I was getting older, I didn't exactly know like what I, like where I was trying to go and what I was trying to do. Mm-hmm. So like aging like scares you. It's like, oh shit, yeah. I'm fucking getting older and I don't know what I'm doing yet. I'm fucking panicking. But I know what I want and I feel like we're making great progress to where I'm trying to go.
Absolutely.
So I'm like, all right, whatever. That's what's up. Nigga, you're gonna get old regardless, so fuck it. Trying to say some next
I'm
shit
actually
right now.
Enjoying aging.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yo, I feel like
it's
I'm
so
getting...
much better. It's like, okay, I'm actually understanding who I am. Mm. So I feel like it's not so much of a thing you look down upon, I guess.
Yeah. People so gotta, how's it progressing?
Yeah, they gotta look at like growing up as like wisdom rather than like age, you know, rather than like time
feels
going.
Good.
Exactly.
Get into wisdom. Yeah. You know, glass half full.
I feel less stupid.
100.
No, for real.
Absolutely, bro.
I'm making better for decisions.
Yo, it's so crazy. Just like in less than a year, you could look back at who you were a year ago and like you're just a completely different person.
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck am I doing?
I think what's even crazier than that is R. Kelly is still on the loose.
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder, rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Not actually, that's
a, no. Made a bomb.
Nah, yeah,
fuck yeah. I'm sorry. R. Kelly, R. Kelly is out there. Why?
I do like, not want to laugh at anything related to R. Kelly.
I mean, I've heard. I can laugh. There's nothing funny about it.
Well, hold on. Like, okay.
There's no funny.
That was a nervous laugh, I think.
It was a nervous laugh.
Yo, the thing is, like, it's not funny. Like, I watch that shit. I'm like, yo, this is crazy. I just don't understand, like, how this nigga's never been caught for, like, I didn't even finish the
series. I think
series,
at this point, it's more so if he did something now, they would be able to.
It would be, yeah.
It would be easier to, like, charge him, get him in trouble. I'm sure he's not going to do anything now. That was heat on him.
Yeah. Well, I think he has some investigations on him right
now. Yeah, he has investigations going on. So
fingers crossed.
He's going to fucking behave himself. But I was just watching this series. I'm like, bro, all this shit, and you can't get locked up for anything?
It's crazy.
Because you have people protecting you.
And like the statute of limitations and all that shit. Limitations.
Limitations?
I said limitations.
I was like, which statute is
that? Yeah, the statute of limitations. Like, he might be outside of that shit. For some of the shit he used to do and so on and so forth.
I mean, it's been years, so.
Yeah.
Yo. Dude, his whole fucking career, man.
Sorry, I'm just on Twitter. I'm scrolling and my favorite video right now is the one of the dog answering a call and then looking down.
Oh, looking down?
I haven't seen that.
What?
You didn't see the hamster FaceTime the dog? Yo,
bro,
play it right now,
the
right?
Hamster FaceTime the dog.
Oh, the hamster.
Yo, it's so fucking adorable, man.
Bro, there's this hamster, right? Get this. And he FaceTimes the dog. Mm-hmm. And then the dog answers. And then the dog looks down and then doesn't say anything. So then the hamster hangs up. That's just what be amusing me nowadays. I'm not even going to be able
so
to find it.
Cute. Man, yo, I love me some dogs. Like, I love dogs. Like, other people's dogs. Because I don't want to, like, keep
See, that's
one.
Why I didn't get one.
Like, I just want. No. Nothing to do with yours. Because that's your dog. I'll be fine, like, okay,
coming over,
get a dog, and then I pop up, and then whatever you know is me, I just go fly to the other side of the country.
Oh, okay.
That's
bro, what? I said the dog. No, like, I'll miss you, but, like,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I just want to, like, pet it and forget it.
Pet it and forget it?
That's a good
one. I like cove.
Pet it and fucking forget it. This guy is crazy.
Bro, I don't want to fucking.
First of all, that sounds deeper
First
than
of
the
all,
dog.
That like, sounds very much so deeper than the dog.
Yeah, that was premeditated.
Do we need to take a break? Like,
yeah.
Conversation? That's crazy.
I think we need to have a conversation.
Great, bro. Okay, I'm gonna send us a FaceTime so we can get this on the screen. But this is the handsome FaceTime and the dog. Let's
check
play
it out
this.
Real quick.
Honestly, I think I'm watching it right here as well.
Yeah, yeah, I found it still. Bro, the dog looks like a nigga answering the phone. Like, yo, who is this? And then the hamster just stays there, man.
Who did that?
I don't know, but shout out to the internet.
Yes. Shout out to internet, man. Yes, ma'am.
Also, what?
Well, shout out to hamsters.
Yeah. Get a hamster.
Shout out hamsters to die too fast.
They're nocturnal,
they
too.
Do,
huh?
Yeah.
Yo, that
my
too.
Sister
I'm,
fuck.
Yo,
you ever experienced a...
I've never had any pets.
You ever experienced a pet death? Oh, shit. Okay. Shells?
That's why it hurts
what?
So much.
Yo, sorry. You ever experienced
yo,
a
I didn't realize how death shit
was. What happened?
A pet death?
Oh, no.
Actually, my sister had a pet. My older... I think I told you about that. The rabbit, my dad buried it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
In front of us. So, like...
Damn.
At least he got buried.
Whoa. Oh, hell.
Yeah, I got a dark past.
Oh, fuck. I think I remember this story.
I got a dark past.
Yeah, I don't know if it's... I think it's... It might be offensive.
Yeah, I can't throw my dad under the bus.
Shout out, Peter.
No, tell him the story.
Listen, man. I can't... Hey, Peter.
That was not funny for Jermaine, but...
Nah, it's fucked up.
It's
fucked up.
Cry right now. It was on my birthday.
It's fucked up. Long story short, our bird was dying, and we didn't want to believe that it was dying, but my dad said, nigga, it's gone. I was like, hi, he's still flying. Why? But it was his time to go. I understand that. And then another time where we had a bird that it was time to go, my sister, for some fucking reason, wanted to ride her bike around when my mom just clipped some wings. So the bird's not flying.
Had a budgie.
Oh,
and
shit.
And Tanisha just wanted to ride around the house with her little tricycle. And she popped that thing.
I mean, yeah, as far as parenting goes, like you don't clip the bird's wings and then let your kid ride around. So it's like a joint thing. Like,
yeah. The fuck are you doing?
Yo, we just saw the bird split open on the floor.
Oh. Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. Isn't it, too much.
You said tell the story.
It's too much. Yeah. You but want, it's funny.
I picked it up. You want to hear that part?
Oh, you picked it up?
Emma. Yeah, R.P. Emma, man.
Oh, oh shit.
That too, man. R.P. Emma.
R.P. Emma.
Miss you, man.
Emma the first, because we got Emma the next day.
Just Emma, we replaced your ass.
We just got the same color.
We replaced your ass. I remember one time my next bird died. DJ, shout out to DJ,
man.
RP,
man.
DJ. We
Wait,
went through
how
some
many
birds.
Yo,
we went through some birds.
We had 40 birds.
We went through some birds. And even after, hey, let me tell you something. Even after them birds were gone, they were still flying, if you understand what I'm saying. Trapping out the band, though. You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir.
Yeah. So the pets was gone.
Well, yeah, we had
but the birds.
Those birds don't die. They just fly.
That's all I'm saying. These birds won't. These birds
won't.
These birds won't in the cage, but they can put me in the cage. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes, oh, sir. I may be the next 6'9".
That was good.
I'm playing.
Honestly, though, man.
I was 8 years old, but listen. So we had like,
real quick. What's a fuck? What does a bird mean in Urban Dictionary?
I don't know.
Bird like a bird,
like
female.
Like I know something to do with
pack.
Drugs.
Ain't it that
no.
pack?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh,
no,
it
it's
does?
Like a kilo, I think. Kilo
yeah,
of cocaine.
It's called bird.
Yeah, let that bird go.
A large amount, usually a brick or cake of cocaine. Also, see keys.
Yeah, you know, I've been
the rapper Bird.
Yeah,
they reference Birdman.
Birdman, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Here's an example. Fucking Birdman pops up. Shout out to Birdman. Sorry, actually,
no.
He's tight. Hey.
Kind of fuck Birdman.
Yeah.
But like,
okay.
Birdman. Anyway.
Yo, I remember, Birdman emails you, nigga. Don't fucking
don't
answer, nigga. Let that nigga follow 40 times.
Shit. Like, mad soul be like. Nah, shout out to Birdman. And then, anyway, what I was saying, we had a lot of birds. And then, like, this was like the end of our bird era. And there's Paulie and DJ, and then DJ died.
Dems was,
and
love,
these are lovebirds. Yeah, so they were together for a minute. They were together since
they
the other one
together?
Died.
They died together?
No, no, no. DJ died, and then Paulie was, like, mad sad.
Sad and shit, yeah.
So then, but it was weird because, like, I don't know if I was just hearing shit, but, like, I'd be in my room, and then I'd hear a chirp. I'd hear, like, a whistle, and then I'd hear, like, another whistle.
Bro,
like
we had a ghost
bird. Chirp.
I mean, a bird ghost.
Yeah.
That's a ghost bird.
Like, so you heard two birds at once.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, there's no way she can squeak that fast. I'm trying
yo,
to tell
my dad. Yo, the
whistles
were like,
maybe she could whistle fast.
No, like two different tones. It was like high, low, high, low, like right.
She had range.
No, we shot the ammo with the range. Shit, I ain't never think of that.
Man,
she had range.
If you were my dad back then, I'm like, Dad, listen to the bird. She had range. Like, yeah, you know what? But yeah, like I just heard like two, and then she died like a couple weeks later. She was like sad.
I'm so sorry.
No, we gave her away.
Yeah.
And then she died.
Oh, well, you gave her away. Sad.
Yeah. I'm abusing this right now. Yeah. Fucking chill.
I thought she died. But
he can check himself. You know,
stop. But what was I saying? I was about to get into another topic, and then I started to remember that I had cats that my dad was not too fond of.
Bro,
oh. I remember this. This is one story.
Bro, we don't have one good pet story where we're just like, oh yeah, just
at least y'all have pets. Bro.
I know, I never had.
I would rather not have them.
My mom hated animals.
Really? I would rather not have them. The way my dad is.
Y'all tripping?
No,
yo, because the way they ended is just always tragic,
nigga.
I'm bro, still sad about
every,
it.
Bro, my dad threw my sister's dog away the other day. Like, oh god, I'm
wait,
sorry.
What?
She looked at me. Anyway,
nah, shit still cut. That's an open wound.
I'm sorry, Tanisha.
That's an open wound.
But dogs, yo, my dad just, if he does not fuck with it, I'm sorry. Like,
yeah, that's
bro.
Yeah.
This nigga came
bro,
home.
Bro, but I don't know why he kept getting pets. And he knew he didn't like them.
He
bro,
just
he'd buy
to
it.
Make
and
he's
like,
I'm
fine, I'll buy no. the fucking pet. I'm like, bro, just leave. That's okay. I was like, yo, I was 4 years old. I was like, yo, it's not this serious.
I remember, okay. I remember I came home late one time. And I was like, I don't know what I was doing. It was like a Friday night. My dad usually works late Friday nights. And I came home. And I see boy on the floor playing with the dog. I'm like, what are you doing?
Bro, he was laying. He
the
was
cat
licked,
was named
he
Boy?
Was, he licked it.
No, I was talking to my dad. I'm like, boy,
oh.
what are you doing? He was
oh,
like,
oh, oh, oh,
the dog was playing on him, like on his chest and shit. And he's like running around with it and shit. I'm like, oh, aww. So you like the shit? Yeah. No, no, man. Ew. I was seeing.
Bro, dude, he had a secret life. He had a yeah. secret life with the dog, bro.
Oh,
like, I would, he'd really always act like he hated like it.
Wait, this is your new dogs you guys have?
This is the one that
every dog we had.
Yeah.
He was so against it. And then eventually, like, I see, like, dog fur on his chest, I'm like, yeah,
nigga.
Yeah. That was playing. What'd you call that?
Chill, Richie, chill. It's all love.
I remember even like I'd be coming home and this like I don't know, my dad's like a big guy and like we had little Pomeranians and this nigga would just be jogging around the block like it looked hard. I'm like, dad, like this is not the dogs you want to jog with. Like,
she goes, like
bro, he loved them. I don't care what
yeah,
he says.
He loved them.
Bro, he's laying down his stomach on the floor with kids.
On his stomach.
Fucking bit it a little bit.
Yeah,
there was nibbling on his ears.
Yeah,
I swear.
I laid on my stomach because I loved my dogs. I'm like, yo,
I would never let a dog lick me in the mouth. Never
oh,
yeah,
hell
that's
no.
Saying,
hey, no, no,
saying,
it's a thing.
I'm saying that people oh. love their dogs
yeah,
and they
yeah,
let
yeah,
them
yeah.
lick in the mouth.
Yeah,
I would
right.
never do that. I'm just
yo, it's like, yo, like I buy you and then you fucking chill in my house, but then
that's
where that's we
it.
Draw the line.
That's where we draw
like,
the line.
Get out of my bed, don't fucking kiss me, nigga. We're two different species.
Yes.
I'm a human.
I'm gonna come clean.
You
I'm
let
come
a dog
clean.
Lick your mouth,
outside.
Didn't you?
Not on the mouth. I'll take it on the
no,
cheek.
Nah,
no,
nah, bro.
I'll take it on the cheek.
No. None of that.
Shout out my guy, Cass. He be licking me on the cheek. That's my nigga.
Oh. What?
Oh, the puppy.
It's a dog.
Oh, okay, okay.
Don't do this shit, eh? I'll go fuck. I'm standing in that shit. That's my nigga.
Oh,
I love that
God.
Guy.
Okay.
That's my guy.
It's a canine for you guys listening.
Symphony, what's up?
How's LA?
How you liking the cold?
Okay, so LA's great. This cold weather's weird, but my apartment building is haunted, so I might have
tell
to
some stories.
For,
bro, I'm not I don't want
a new place. So you're still gonna come, okay?
Yo, I don't wanna visit.
Yes, you are.
Wait, you got a new place?
No, I'm still in the same one.
Oh, hold on. Is so anybody in this room a believer of ghosts?
Yeah.
You believe in ghosts?
Yeah.
Tanisha, you believe in ghosts?
I believe
you
in
believe
in
ghosts?
I believe in Duppy, not ghosts.
Same thing.
No.
Yeah, Duppy's something different. You said no?
Spirits.
Spirits? Yeah. You believe in ghosts? Spirits? Yeah, okay.
No.
So 50-50, Martin's not there?
There's no 50. It's like 80-20.
Yeah. No, I'm kind of with Dome.
Oh, you kind of with Dome?
What do you mean? No, I'm joking.
You
don't if you're around, I believe y'all.
Okay.
I think it's just iffy.
Yo, on paper, I don't believe in them, but like if they're listening.
On paper,
then,
what's
yeah.
different?
Cause yo, I don't know, man. It just doesn't make sense.
Okay.
And then they just do scary shit.
But like, oh. okay, I believe. Okay, so I guess I do believe in it because like I believe in witchcraft. I wouldn't fuck with that shit
ever.
But I think like witchcraft is kind of the same shit, like just playing with spirits and shit.
What, like the Ouija board and shit.
All
no,
them
like,
things.
All
that
the
too.
Stuff.
All
the
things.
All the things.
Oh, don't touch them.
Yeah, man. No.
Mm-hmm. All that too. Yo, if I have a kid and I see him playing with a Ouija
Whoa.
Board,
first of all, why would you even be in the house?
Yeah.
Why would it be in the house? What if we move into a crib and then he finds it on some scary
okay,
movie
that's
shit?
Weird.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you gotta.
Anyway,
you gotta get
about
a job.
You may go home and find one of them shits.
Ooh.
No.
Yeah.
Ooh, no, not
them shits are scary.
Why would you say that?
Yeah.
Why would you say that?
Lord bless the crib, please.
Lord bless the crib.
Yes, ma'am.
Protect the crib. Nah, but I just I don't know. Tell me some stories.
Okay.
I feel like I believe in one second, then I don't. Got the sound effect. Go ahead.
You know, this sound effect is
very long.
Cool. I shortened it.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. So, I've just heard some stories of people that I know that live in the same building as me. And this girl was just saying she's been experiencing paranormal shit. And basically, she said that one night she was sleeping in her bed, and she heard or felt something blow on her face.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and then that woke her up, and she was like, what the fuck?
No.
And then she like reaches over for her phone, and then she hears like a little boy's voice. Says,
no. Oh, fuck no.
No,
no, no,
ear,
no, you gotta say it like that. You don't have to say it like that.
Right.
He said it.
You gotta get.
You're scary, man.
So yeah.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so you see why I'm like.
There's another thing that happened where there was a guy who was...
I was telling you, I didn't even finish the end. Listen, that's the end.
Okay.
She's about to say it.
Okay, so there's this guy about to, like, just park into his parking space in our parking garage. And he presses on the brake. He was about to, like, put the car in park, I guess. And he accidentally pressed the gas pedal, but the gas pedal stayed. It didn't come back up. Like, he let off the gas.
While he was in park?
He wasn't in park because he was like, he pressed on the gas by accident instead of pressing on the brake. But when he pressed on the brake and like, he was like, oh shit, I pressed on the brake. He put his foot up, but the gas pedal was still down and he goes through
moving.
The wall.
Holy shit.
And he lands in front of a mortuary. Which a mortuary is like where they take dead bodies in. It's like a morgue. Yeah. Wild. But
I'll reach out to Honda right after. He survived, right?
He survived. He's alive.
That's good.
Yeah.
Some suicide in my building. A murder was committed in my building.
What?
How old your building?
I told you that. Didn't I tell you that? Yeah, murder. That shit was two crazy. Of them? Okay, because the murder is like
fuck,
really
man.
Weird.
No, I'm not. Yeah, I'm
that you're still going to come?
Yo.
What am I supposed to do?
Get a dog, nigga.
I'll sleep on the floor.
That's what it is.
No, you need to get a German Shepherd Husky.
Listen, I've never experienced anything
that's good.
Paranormal ever. Well, not ever in my life, but just ever in that apartment.
Oh, okay.
No. When I moved in, I was like, Lord, just, you know. Bless my place.
Sage the crib.
Bless
like, real
me.
Shit.
Yeah, I think that's, yeah.
Sage the crib, man.
I just feel like I'm protected. I don't have to worry about that kind
good.
Of stuff. So
that's good.
Yo, it kills me when people like burn sage and put on Instagram. Like, is it for you or is it for your fucking followers?
It's for your followers.
Hey guys, I'm doing the same shit.
Could be a little bit of what?
What I've been like, what if that's just that person's vibe?
That's
like,
what I was about
know
to
mean?
Say.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's
cool,
true.
Whatever you want on your shit.
Do whatever you want.
No, of course. I'm
I
not
see mad aesthetics
also,
on Instagram, bro. So,
yeah, like I said, so
aesthetics
and shit. So but be, you know. I think first off, that's crazy.
That crazy ahead.
That's crazy. I don't know. I didn't hear the boy.
Yeah, I'm
story.
Not going back.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yo, honestly, I meet you in Denver. Every time. We'll meet halfway.
I don't think it's funny.
Yo, bro, if I heard of if something
sorry,
blows
Sam,
on
sorry.
Me and then I wake up because of a voice.
Oh, I've had paranormal things happen to me though.
Like what?
Like shit. Like okay, I remember told this story to Jay.
I was like crying and shit.
Shut up.
I was like,
my grandma was staying with us back in Oklahoma, but I didn't know that at that time somebody had committed murder in the house that we were living in Oklahoma when I was living there. Anyway, long story short, I'm laying in my bed. And, like, usually my brother and sister, we're, like, young, so, like, they would come, like, we would, like, sleep in the same bed or whatever. But I was sleeping by myself.
Okay.
And I see the closet door open, because my bed is, like, there, and then the closet door is right there. Closet door opens, I'm, like, I think I'm still asleep, but I'm fully awake. And I'm, like, Josh?
Jay just took the do-rag
off. Okay, go on.
I'm sorry. It's his
brother.
I'll wait to the answer next time.
Anyway, long story short, something crawled into my bed. I thought it was my brother. I was like, Josh. And then when I put my hand on what I thought was him, it goes flat.
But you know, like static. You know, static.
Yeah, like
but it was him. I wasn't moving. No
then
one
the,
else was in there.
The AC. Probably the
you ever like
on.
You ever like feel like a spider on you and you look
I saw
at
something
the spot,
crawl into my bed.
Nothing's there.
It's a fucking beetle.
I'm so serious.
Oh, shit. Nigga.
I'm so serious. I saw something crawl into my bed.
Man, that's fucked. I'm just trying to downplay it. Cause
no, he's scared.
Oh, sorry. I was listening. Sorry, I listened to more Young Thug. What y'all talking about? I'm talking about ghosts. I'm sorry, y'all.
I don't know. I just feel like if
I'd be
you're
fucked
protected,
up.
You don't have to worry about stuff like that. I don't know. I just how I feel about
you
it.
You weren't protected then?
It just happened either way. I mean, like, it doesn't matter. But I just know that, like, I don't get scared of that stuff anymore. Like, I don't know.
My mom had some, like, crazy stories about back in Colombia. And, like, I don't play with, like, I feel like ghosts here
bro,
and shit, whatever, y'all, like, whatever. Y'all kind of weak compared
bro,
to, like,
ghosts
Jamaican
speak,
ghosts.
Yo, any
Colombian.
Ghost that doesn't speak English
yeah.
or has a fucking accent, Scariest ghost. Like London ghost, nigga? If you fuck, yo, they throw teapots and shit. Remember, Tisha told me the story, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, because so ghosts back in London, like.
Races of ghosts?
Yeah, it's like different spirits.
Bro, they do London shit. There's London ghosts. Jamaican ghosts don't
like,
fucking play.
Island ghosts? Like, they're fucking rude when
they're
here.
Like, they also like chill on the beach
like,
and shit.
Yeah. Like, ghosts, like, Jamaican people are rude now. Yeah. But, like, imagine when they're dead. Like, that's bro, they're pissed
fucking
off, bro.
Pissed, bro.
Like, I've always been, like, afraid of, like, ghosts, like, in, like, Brazil and, like, you know what I mean? Like,
Latino
oh,
ghosts?
Oh, my God. Latino ghosts? They're crazy now, again. Like, bro.
Y'all are crazy.
I'm trying to be a Latino ghost. So
that's the scariest ghost.
But now, like,
Canadian ghosts be on some chill shit.
They be on some chill shit. They just, yeah.
Little scratches and
maybe,
shit.
Maybe, I don't know. Like, ghosts in the States, y'all rude too. Canadian ghosts, mad polite.
But, I guess. We have a lot of different ghosts then because we have a lot of different people in the States.
Yeah, I think there's different ghosts on. Is there different ghosts? Like, a New York ghost?
I was just about to say that.
There's a ghost with
Texas, like, Southern
right
ghosts and shit like that.
Yeah.
It, like, I don't know. Like, okay, what's that movie called with the tree? Haunting of
Notting Hill?
No.
Hill?
No, fuck. What's that shit called? It started with the two paranormal. They were like a husband and wife.
Not
Conjuring.
No, Amityville.
Which one?
Haunted Hill House.
No, not Haunted Hill.
Haunted. Okay.
They also came in the Annabelle movie. It started from Annabelle.
Oh, fucking Conjuring.
It's Conjuring.
Injustice.
Conjuring.
The Conjuring.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Conjuring.
That's
not it.
Oh, is it?
So I was listening to something. Yeah, it's called Conjuring.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yo, it actually keeps playing, bro. Like,
what about it, though?
It's a good movie. Oh, okay. No, I'm saying,
yeah,
like,
check that out.
That story, it's like, where did The Conjuring take place? Because, like, this is the type of old shit I'm talking about.
It's
like,
a real story, yeah.
Their real stories is, like, fucking crazy, bro. Okay, if you guys were wondering,
oh God,
it's Lorraine and Ed. Warren or whatever shit.
Was that based on a true story?
Yeah.
Yo, don't fucking. If you're making a scary movie.
North London, right?
Yeah.
If you're making a scary
London's
movie
crazy.
And it's based on a true story, don't tell me it's a fucking true story.
Yo, I.
That's
Kevin
the worst
me...
shit you could tell me. It makes me want to watch it less. I'm like, oh shit, does it actually happen to me?
I'm about to ask.
Nah, I'm not going to.
No, sir.
Yo, hold on. What was that movie you made me watch, you son of a bitch?
Oh, where like she's getting twisted up and dancing and shit?
Kevin usually puts me on some good movies, and I was watching this. He's like, yo, you want to watch a scary one? Never say yes to Kevin if he says, do you want to watch a scary
one?
Yeah,
he had us watching some crazy stuff.
Kevin can watch some gory shit. Bro, this
girl. And go to sleep.
Bro,
I can't.
He's just looking at it. Yo, I'm like squirming and shit.
Yo, I know. I'm like squirming. This is him.
He's so chill.
Kev has one emotion, bro.
Yeah, bro. And anyways, he put on this movie. He's like, yo, I'm going to put it on, blah, blah, blah. It was some witch movie, and like I start seeing like some witchcraft shit. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is happening?
Can you turn this, please?
And like,
yo, get the title. I want to watch that.
I asked him.
Yo, honestly, yeah. I don't think you want to watch
it. I
don't
like
think
you hearing them like do the chanting and stuff
bro,
like that.
Show like real symbols.
Freaking scared. I'm like, can we?
I always look at the wall initial symbols.
Yeah,
but then at the end, it said like, yo, this is a true story, and I'm like, why would you do that?
Okay, if you're gonna tell me it's a true story, tell me at the start.
Tell me at the start. I gotta be mentally prepared for that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, imagine watching some shit like. Some shit happened and say, yo, this shit really took place in Toronto. Like, I'll be like, excuse me?
On your street.
Anyways, I'm going to stop talking. What y'all on? Sim, you do music.
Sipping that wine.
I heard you doing something else.
Yes,
I do.
I heard you doing a second project.
I am.
Yes, ma'am.
Really excited about it.
Shout out to Second Project.
Clap it up. To Second Projects.
Not one,
when
two.
When I was going through my my music... Mm-hmm. I was looking through my shits, and I heard your album said I Am, mm-hmm. and the 21's album I Am, and then I Was.
His thing is I Am?
I Am, and then I Was.
Oh.
But then I'm
you're right.
Yeah. I don't know, that was the only similarities I found.
But besides that, totally different albums.
Two different albums.
two different sounds. Two different vibes.
Do you want to talk a little bit about it before I ask you some questions about your second project?
Yeah. I drank mine down already.
This is really good. This tastes like Kool-Aid, by the way.
Hey.
Yeah. Shout out to...
It doesn't take anything for me to get drunk, though.
Thank you.
Just be drunk off one whole thing.
Bro, the shit, I don't fucking... Yo, rather... My bad. Before you know that. We're at the... I don't know the difference between, like, expensive wines and when I'm out. I just... I hate... I always pretend. But I just don't know what the fuck...
Like,
you know when they show you the bottle of wine? First off, when you see the list, I'm like, okay, this is all... Okay, wine.
This is fucking all wine, right?
I know they have different tastes and shit, but I can never, like... They take out the bottle and show me, and I was like, oh, yeah, it's a bottle. And then they pour it, and they made me taste it. Like, here, try this out. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's fucking wine. Yeah, I'll take it. Like, you already opened it. Like, what the fuck?
It's almost an awkward situation. I was like, please don't open it.
Bro, that whole encounter is just so fucking weird. Yeah. Yeah. I never tell him the truth. Like, yo, I'm not used to this shit. Nah. But it's such an awkward encounter.
I think he definitely knew we weren't used to it.
I'm like, okay, yeah.
Bro,
does anyone ever say no?
I went wine tasting, and then, like, ever since then, I felt like, yo, like, I'm top shit. So, like, now when they come over with the bottle, I'll ignore them and shit, and they're, like, showing me the bottle. I'm like, yeah, I think that's the one. And I'll continue talking
to him. He's a wine connoisseur.
Let's me taste it. I'm like, it's not how I expected, it'll do.
It's okay. You have a cap in your hand.
I think I sent back one because I didn't like it. Like, just, but they'll take it back. I think they can recork it. Uh-huh. So you can really tell them no if you don't like it. But I'll be like, anyone else sample this shit? Leave it here. Leave it here. But not, continue, please.
Oh, yeah. My God. Yo, my voice cracks. Please don't get on me.
It's a ticket.
It's the weather. Mm-hmm. Got my voice messed up.
We need a little siren on here.
Mm-hmm.
Or when your voice crack.
We can get a siren. Get a siren.
Yeah, we need that.
So yeah, I worked on that last.
It's okay. All
right, go ahead.
I worked on it last.
She sings really
year.
Well, guys. I promise.
Yeah, no, this is not a representation of like no. I worked on it last year. I said that three times, and I really didn't know that I was like gonna get back into music because I've been doing YouTube for about 3 years now. Mm-hmm. So I was just like wanted to take a chance on it. I had just moved to LA, and I got hooked up with this producer. His name is Business Boy, and we
shout
just started.
Out to Biz.
Shout out to Biz. Shout out to Dimples. Jesus Christ!
Sorry, your headphones
are
out.
Yeah. Shout out to Dimples too because she's the one who hooked us up. But we worked together and just came up with this cool project that now has put me into like a cool position to like do other things and talk to labels and stuff and talk to other like artists and things like that. So it's really cool. This next project that I'm working on though is, why did my voice get so high? I always do that.
Excitement, that man, excitement.
I'm so excited because, my first project was very, I felt like I was just trying to figure out my sound, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
This one, I feel like I know what I want it to sound like and what message I want to give.
She sold me some
jams. That's what I was going to ask you. I remember, sorry, Jermaine. I remember when Jermaine was kind of showing me some songs before the album came out.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know, me personally, when I like hear music or I hear albums and shit. No, I was like, I was surprised because like, you know when you know someone that you hear their shit, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, sound like it was like that with you. Like, I heard your music. I was like, yo, what the fuck? And I was like, and they think you're boosting it because you're like, yo, this is actually like fucking good. And it's like, if your boy does something and like it's not good, it's not the easiest to tell them, like, that shit was kind of
it's
like,
freaking,
you know,
scary.
I mean?
I think I'm more scared to show my family and my friends stuff than anybody else. It's like, oh shit, because they're going to be honest. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, this shit is wet.
So, like,
or it's good.
Yeah. When I was like, first hearing it, I was like, I've always wanted to ask you, but I never got a chance. Like, what was your direction like when you first stepped in the studio? Like, okay, I'm gonna do music first day here.
I had no idea.
Day one, what did you do?
I was
do,
so
like?
Nervous. I didn't know. I knew like the stuff I grew up listening to, and I was like, I want that kind of sound. But I didn't know. I was just like really doing a trial and error type of thing. We just made a bunch of music, and I was like, I don't like this. I don't like the way that sounds. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of narrowed it down to an actual sound that I liked.
So how do you fucking, I mean, Shells, you can answer this too because this goes for both of you guys now, but like, how do you guys like choose your beats and shit to say like, cause I don't know, I feel like I hear a beat and I'm like, yo, I like this. Like, I hear it right away and I just like the beat. Whatever.
I hear a lot of things, but it depends on my mood. Is it depend on your mood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, it's like, I just like the most natural shit. Mm-hmm. I don't really like to
force
essentially work on a song. Yeah. I don't like to do that. Like a lot of the records that I put out are like literally voice notes. I freestyled and then I could just fill in. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like to, because when you're like going back and like really like thinking about it, I feel like it's just like you start to say shit that's like cool or not you.
You have to do things that are definitely you. It's easier. Mm-hmm. It's more organic and it actually sounds
Bro, that's
best.
The anthem for this year, man.
Yeah.
For every
100,
year.
Yeah.
I hear that. I remember I was in the studio where with Roy. Roy Woods in the studio and he did the exact shit. Like, we're just playing beats all night and then like someone put on a beat that he liked and he just started like going over with the voice note. But then like he actually did the song. I can't remember what it was now, but I remember seeing it. I'm like, oh shit, like rappers really do that. Yeah. That's cool.
I love seeing that shit come together in the studio. It's like fucking magic.
Yeah.
Bro, that guy wouldn't stop. Like, Roy Woods was just constantly just coming up with just bangers off the top of his head.
He has other melodies. Shit. Yeah. Shout out to Roy Woods.
He's like rolling marijuana and just fucking
Yeah.
coming up with magic.
That's how it is.
Top of the dome.
It just comes out and it's like,
you can't. It's just the frustrating shit when you can't push it out when you want to push it out.
Yeah.
So to speak, like I listen to beats.
I feel that.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
Yeah. I've been fucking constipated. It be veins in my neck. Shells, you need to fix how you speak, man. Honestly,
y'all niggas need to grow up.
No more double entendres.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
Y'all niggas need to grow up.
Nah, but we smiled at that one. Yeah, you left it alone.
Yeah.
So for this next project, do you have like any date in mind that you're saying, like, yo, I kind of want it out for this day? You just kind of going with the
flow.
I
think it's more so summertime. This year, I would definitely want to work with more artists, and definitely going to have some features this year on my project, which I'm excited about because I've never really got to work with another artist, like, or just see how it even sounds, you know?
Yeah.
But I have a couple ideas that I'm like, I want this to go to that person, and I want this to go to that person, and I also want to just kind of, just, I guess, like, get into that space because I feel like with YouTube, I'm already kind of in that space where I know a lot of people and we can collab and things like that. But this is like a whole different field.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so be able to like work with somebody in that creative space is more exciting for me.
Yeah. All right. Big question.
Or is
right
exciting
here
for me.
Do you feel like being in LA helps you more for your music or not to say distracts you? Like, do you think it's more of a pro or a con being in LA for music?
Definitely a pro. Cause like all the music is really going there now. Like there's so many people moving. There to do their projects because everybody's
like,
there.
Yeah, but then that can be the bad thing about it because like everyone's there. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, I don't look at it as a bad thing. I think it's more so just, being able to actually get in with these people because when everybody's super spread out, like you can send your beats and stuff over and they can do it on their own time. But it's so much better when there's everyone there, like be able to just kind of feel that vibe with that person in person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah,
yeah, and like you know, so like with.
I think I didn't answer his question though. It's not a distraction to me, I don't think. I think it's more beneficial for me to be there.
Bro, she'd be in her crib fucking.
Yeah. I literally be in my crib. I don't leave my house.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. So like with you venturing into features now and like being in the studio, you're not nervous to like people reacting to you or like you. You know what I mean? Like
I had a session with James Fauntleroy. Mm-hmm. I was freaking nervous.
Shout out to James.
I was so nervous.
Yeah.
I was texting Jim like, oh my God.
Bro, I'm like, shut the fuck up. Just relax.
I was so nervous.
Who is James Fauntleroy for the people that don't know?
Okay, oh. What you're saying.
He's the people that don't know.
y'all got a voice?
So James Fauntleroy is freaking legend. Just some of the, you can even look him up. He's just written a lot of hits for a lot of people. Recently he made he wrote on Bruno Mars's last album.
I hate
which
Bruno
was
Mars.
Ooh!
Okay, we're gonna cut that.
Yeah.
No, but he definitely wrote some songs in there. He's just done a lot with different
this nigga
artist.
He wrote James Leroy.
James Leroy.
Cannot shout out to James Leroy too.
Who is this?
Shout out to that James.
I'm gonna put it on the screen so y'all can see what I'm looking at. He's a Canadian singer.
Oh, for real?
James Leroy.
James Leroy. For real.
Yeah, I don't like Bruno Mars.
Yeah, but I mean he's wrote for a lot of people.
That's
Rihanna,
dope.
Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Just to name a little name drop, I guess, but
yeah,
he's
a talented guy, man.
He's so cool,
so fucking chill, man.
So
we met him at ComplexCon, and he ran up to me. He's like, "Oh, that's Symphony, whatever." Because they were talking. She told me about the.
I told him like a couple days before.
And then, they met up. He's super chill, just like all smiles.
He was like, "Hi, I'm James Fauntleroy."
Yo,
like,
shout out to that,
bro. He had a fucking sword on him.
He had a sword. He was walking around
like,
in ComplexCon with a sword. Honestly,
he's an anime guy.
That's fire.
You would really get along with him so well.
Yo,
definitely.
I believe that.
He's just
I believe
cool.
that. James, the fact that he just came up to you guys, like, shout out to that, because now with the internet and shit, you have so many people that follow you
it.
And they just look at you from across the
Bro,
room
it's weird,
and send shit like that.
Yeah.
And like,
I think people are more so just like
afraid of rejection.
You're kind of scared because there is people out there that make it weird and awkward. And I've definitely dealt with that a lot, but. I do like when people come up and say, hey, because you're like, okay, you're normal. You're like, cool, whatever.
Yeah, honestly, yo, if you see me at a function and like you think like I'm looking in your direction, I probably can't see you because I don't have my fucking glasses. Everything's blurry.
I can't
people
see none
really
of y'all
think,
right now.
Yo, people have to talk to me, bro. People...
Damn. That's bad.
Bro, legit. Yo, niggas be like, yo.
I was wondering because she was looking this way. I'm like, I'm right here. She's like,
you be like,
yeah.
People have pressed me like, oh, you saw me and you didn't say anything. You acted brand new. I'm like, yo, honestly, you're fucking blurry. It was all blurry.
That's another thing. You can't press somebody and say they saw you because you don't know what the fuck I'm looking at. But the
thing is, I didn't see you.
Yeah.
Like, I saw your blur.
I'm blind. I can't see.
But like sometimes I see y'all, but I don't really give a fuck.
That's a different subject.
You know what I'm saying? Just leave it alone.
That's a different subject.
Sometimes I see y'all, I just don't want to be saying hi to y'all. Yeah. That's it. I remember this one time I was at a party and I'm just like, okay, this is way too far to go. It was my cousin, but I'm like, he's way too far. Like
who, Mark?
Yeah, I'm like, I'll just text him. I see you, like, you see me, like, whatever. I don't gotta go say hi, but.
Mm-hmm. Bro, this guy, energy, oh, bro. Fuck. Yo, going to a party or any social shit with this guy, when we're leaving, he's, like, the guy that, like, fucking handshakes and hugs everyone. And then,
you
like,
have to, though.
Yeah. No, but like, depending on who's in the room, like, five.
Yeah, if it's my friends, I'm gonna be like, yo, I'm leaving,
47 people.
Yo.
You said bye to everyone?
He'll do it. He'll fucking handshake everyone. And, like, yo, I don't know if I shake this guy's hand.
Yo.
I kind
of I switched up 2019 shit. I'm on some different shit. Me and my man Shells and Maria, we're at a function, and I said to Shells, I'm like, yo, I explained my man some lingo. I'm like
where
yo,
this is going.
Shells, this is how you.
I
do
wasn't
it.
Ready.
So there's this. I don't know. Okay, I may get this wrong, but my girl put me on some lingo. It's some like Spanish lingo. It was the word's called DK. So if like
DK,
is that how you say it?
Yeah, it's like
It's like
sarcasm
supposedly,
a bit. Yeah,
like
yeah.
Yo, like you know what I mean. Like,
okay.
So if I say yeah, type shit. So if I'm like yo, I'm about to go get another bottle. Then Jamaica hit me with like DK, or I can say DK. So I'm not gonna do it exactly. So I told Charles, I'm like yo, that's what that means. Let's go outside for a smoke. DK, AKA, let's be out. I told this nigga we move close to the door. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go for a smoke. Even though no one can hear me, I'm like, all right. Let's go for a smoke. Let's go outside. Yeah. And this nigga's like, all right, bet. We're standing outside. He's like, so who's parking it? I'm like, Shells, where the fuck is your plate, bro? We're trying to leave, bro.
You forgot that part. I had it's a gold plate, and I left it in the building because
I really thought
we were about to go outside, catch some air, you know what I'm saying? Chill out.
After I just told this nigga, yo, we are fake leaving, bro.
I'm not even fucking with that sneaking out fake leaving shit.
He literally just leaves.
I will fuck if I'm on the couch and I got to walk through a crowd. The moment I decide, yo, home time.
I'm out.
Fucking on my 2 feet. Left foot, right foot, not straight out the door.
But we're so tall, so everyone can see us leave. So that's why you gotta make it.
Yeah. I put my hood on.
Yo, Mon, get home safe, man. Mon's leaving the building, man.
Boy, yo, Mon. In our defense, this is 2018. You feel me? So we on some new shit now.
Yeah,
it's 2019.
You know now,
exactly.
But you forgot you played in 2019. We was leaving. That was the new year.
Nah, that was Christmas. Nope.
That was Christmas. Shout out to Christmas.
Yeah.
Shout out to Christmas.
Shout out to on him.
Yo, but yeah, like, I don't know. I just, like, if it's too many people, you don't do that, though.
Because you shake everyone's hand and you hug everyone.
But this is the last, this is my most recent time. Yeah. I'm like, yo,
You're right. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, but definitely.
If we go to, like, family's house, like, we gotta hug everyone. No. Like, where else would we be going? Bro, like, yo, we gotta hug everyone.
Every time I go to, like, my uncle's house or my cousin's house, it's new family members. I just didn't know it. Like, yo, it's too late. I'm 26 now.
I'm 26.
Yo, you know I'm your uncle. That doesn't work no more.
Nope.
Because it's too late.
I don't know.
Because where were you? Because where were you?
It didn't work when I was a kid, though. Like, it never worked for me. I'm like, okay.
But now for sure. You know, if my dad tells you, yo, that's your cousin.
That shit works for me, When niggas come to me and say, like, yo, you know I'm your uncle, I'm be like,
oh. Where the food at?
I have a mustache. It doesn't fucking work no more. Like, I'm old.
You got a little bit more than a mustache.
Yo,
I remember this. That's all you need, though. Once I have a mustache, don't introduce me as my family member.
I remember this one time we went to my uncle's house on the Tobas crib, and there was this new nigga, and I'm saying bye, and I'm shaking his hands, and he squeezed my hands a little tighter and says, you know I'm your uncle, right? I'm
like, nigga, get the fuck.
Bro,
settle down.
I'm still going home, though.
Yeah, so, all right, nigga.
All right, bye.
Yeah. You know I'm your uncle, right? Okay. Fuck out of here, bro. I don't give a shit. I got to go to my uncle's house on Sunday. I'm going to have that same energy.
I'm
your uncle. Oh, hey. Nice to meet you. I'm Trey.
You were saying some shit.
No, I hate when my family tries to play me like on some like brand new shit. Like, oh, like you're too big now. I'm like, stupid ass old, bro. Bitch.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to the family.
I'm a little moth.
Shout out
to
the family. Shout out to the family.
Like, shut your stupid ass up.
Oh my God.
With all due respect.
With all due respect.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. All right, here.
With all the love in my heart, shut your ass up.
Like, the thing is, like, you should always be able to tell family, like, shut your bitch ass up. You want another battery, Faitana? All right, we're going to get you one. But yeah, like, I don't know, family be acting like they can act new with you. It's like, squabble up. You know what I'm saying?
You're acting brand new. I hate that shit.
So
yeah,
what did you say?
Bro, if I was a garbage man, you fucking wouldn't say that shit. So shut up. Right, if I was a garbage man, I still fucking would have forget.
Shout out to all
still
the garbage
forget
man,
shout out the garbage man. Shout out the garbage man. One time.
I'm sorry, I forgot. The show is called Suspiria. The movie that Kevin showed me, the witchcraft shit.
Oh yeah.
That, if you want to watch that.
Text me that one time.
I'm not watching it.
What? Watch it in the fucking daytime.
Oh my God, even last night I had a moment.
You're scaring me.
I was fucking scared.
In the house. When you're watching that movie, first I watch it outside in the daytime in the middle of a field or some shit.
No, like, last night I had a moment.
Nigga, how you do that?
What, extension cords. She was sleeping last night and what was the scary shit you were saying?
I kept hearing a noise. And I looked over at you, and I was just like, this nigga's knocked out. Like, he's not even making... Usually... Never mind.
I wasn't
anyway,
even breathing.
Oh, fuck. This looks crazy.
it was just scary.
Okay, so
And then I felt something... And then I saw something like...
DK.
I felt something at the
DK.
This is right now?
At the edge
of
the bed.
No, DK.
Yes,
she was dreaming.
Night.
She was dreaming because she woke up.
And I was like, yeah, anybody...
Bro, don't say no scary shit in my house.
I can't talk right now.
You stop.
You know, I couldn't get the words out.
That's responsible. I can't talk right now. Let me stop.
Let me just stop.
Why am I embarrassed myself?
Hold on. This shit happened in the crib last night?
No,
in
her head. Last night.
It's 2019 shit.
In your... which one?
Okay, Trevon. It didn't happen for real. It was a dream.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. That's all I need to hear.
I mean, no scary shit in my crib.
It was a dream.
Bro, I was asking her what's wrong. She was explaining. I'm like, okay, that's okay. Don't talk.
Wait, no, what happened?
Like,
I need to know.
He's like, it's fine. I'm like, it didn't happen. It's just a dream. Yeah. And I was like, no, it's not. It's really happening to me.
Wait, what?
Last night, I felt like, anyway, we're just going to pretend that didn't happen.
I can't
dream,
pretend. Yo. I got to go home. I got to go there.
No. We're fine. Everyone's good.
It's not good, though.
Everybody's good.
I don't fuck with ghosts, bro. Like, we're I don't fine. Like that shit.
Shout out to Beanstalks.
That's what you gotta do. You gotta switch it up, man.
Watch
some Disney Channel or something.
Yeah, watch Disney Channel.
You know, that works. It fucking works every time.
I use it all the time.
Nigga,
just put the good vibes in the air.
Yeah, exactly.
I could be in the middle of a haunted house, but on Disney, I'm chilling.
Yeah. Ain't you're bad fine, Trevon. Stop being so dramatic.
Yo, his room is so dark.
My room is dark.
Yo, his room is actually fucking pitch black.
It is.
At nighttime.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Like, can you see your hand?
No.
Your eyes adjust. Stop lying.
That's weird, though. I would not like to be in that much
darker room. Dark room, bro.
Bro, like, I don't fucking understand how people can't sleep with... Yo, like Ryan, my older brother, he literally cannot go to bed if there's a fucking red light on the TV. The little indicator light that tells you that the TV's plugged into the wall. He says, yo, fucking turn that
put
shit up right
on it.
I'm like, bro, it's a dot. It's literally a fucking... It looks like a comma. And he's like, bro, yo, he can't go to bed. When he used to go on vacation.
Yo, low-key, that used to irritate me, too. Like,
no,
like
really.
Time on, like, the box or some, like, the cable box.
Yeah,
or
the, yo, this nigga is bad.
Yeah, we'll be sleeping together.
I understand him on that.
On vacation, and it's pitch black, and then my phone lights up for a notification. This nigga is ridiculous, bro. Like, no funny shit.
Yo, I don't know, but my eyelids are fucking thick. And when I close my eyes, it's dark.
I said my eyelids are
I just
thick.
Don't
like
yo, that you like thick. To sleep with
you guys
the
have
blind
onion,
open. I don't get that.
Onion eyelids. No, yes. Because, yo, in the morning time, the sun wakes.
An onion eyelid?
It's thin as fuck.
Onion
eyelids? You ever feel like a fucking skin of an onion? It's thin as shit.
What the hell?
Mm-hmm. Yo, I just like when the sun hits me in the morning, it'll make me wake up at 8.
No.
Oh,
yeah,
I like that, too.
No.
Bro, when it's dark, and the blinds are closed, I wake up at fucking 4.
But I wake up at 6:30 in the morning every morning, so it doesn't matter.
I don't know how she does it. She just up.
I'm just up.
Six.
Bro, every time I wake up, she's just already
what time
awake.
You go to sleep?
I'm like staring like, get up.
So
nigga, she the dumpy.
Yeah. Is the crib haunted or what? Because like, that's all I'm thinking about.
No, it's not.
No, it's good.
I'm going to go home like.
Y'all niggas good?
Start
no,
swinging,
you're fine.
Bro.
You're
bro,
fine.
Like, no, I'm not.
You can hit a dumpy, trust me.
No, bro. Like, I don't want to like grab my shit like. Yo, if anyone grabs my fist like this when I'm swinging on them, I'll be like, yo, nah.
I'll be like, yeah, you can shoot me.
I'll be like, yeah, okay.
You can shoot
I'm sorry,
me.
Nah. Damn, I'm terrified. I remember this. I'm gonna tell a quick story about Ryan. One time I was sleeping, and we had a bunk bed, so it was me, Jermaine, and Ryan, and we had bunk beds, so we would like rotate every other night. So like me and Jermaine would be at the bottom, and then Ryan's at the top. Next night is like me at the top, Jermaine. Yeah, we were like,
that's very nice of you guys.
Nick, we didn't have a choice.
My brother would just take that choice. Shit. I'd be on the bottom every night.
No, my dad would come in and he would like let us like.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of like a
be fair type shit.
Ryan was also tired of climbing up. So he's like, all right, you get that shit.
Yeah. Mm. So then I was like snoring, and there's like bars like in between like the bunk bed up top. So if you wanted to, you can just like move the mattress like from the bottom type shit. Yeah. So then I was like snoring, and Ryan's like a light sleeper. He doesn't like light. He doesn't like noise. He doesn't like breathing anything. So I was like snoring. Imagine imagine this. You're worried about a fucking ghost being at the end of the bed. I'm worried too. But you worried about all that shit. This nigga, I was sleeping. I'm a fucking kid breathing. I'm sick.
Yo, you know what I mean?
Long human normal
shit. I hate
shit.
That though. That would get on my nerves.
Bro,
like,
I'm
stop breathing.
This nigga put
He's
his
probably
foot
breathing with like mucus in his throat.
Probably, but shit. Let me breathe. This nigga put his foot in between the bars and kicked the mattress in the air. So I'm sleeping like this, and I go, ah!
Bro, he's like flying. I woke up to my brother flying.
Stop fucking snoring. I'm like, I stopped. I'm gonna come clean. I stopped because I'm like, yo, it was fucking rude way to wake me up. But like, this is ridiculous.
I show up to school stressed
bro.
And shit. Yo, I would seriously like lay on my back just like thinking like, okay, how do I stop snoring? Like, what are some ways?
I don't wait for this nigga to go to sleep, but like, shout out to Ryan, man.
Yo. Shout out to being
a bro, childhood man. Fun. Oh, being a little brother was the best shit of my life. I got bullied, son.
I feel that.
Anyways, you got all the sick hand-me-downs and shit.
Yeah, I still do. Nah.
Yo, have you guys ever done like a personality test?
I have.
What was that?
What was that?
Like remember, I sent you one a long time ago.
This shits are fire, low-key.
You probably don't remember that.
Nah, I do. I
can't remember how. You don't remember everything.
Me. I remember a lot of shit.
Okay, yeah,
which one was that? Was that
the worst memory.
It's the one with the orange shit.
With the orange shit?
The green one.
You got the green. Okay, he did remember then.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
For real? You got the.
So he did not remember, actually.
Holy shit.
Okay. Yo, no, but I've done one before. It's actually kind of cool. Like,
yeah, like I feel like they're like pretty accurate.
Yeah, they're pretty accurate for the most part. Like mine was like creative, like super, all whatever.
Be gassing me up after that shit. I'd be
like,
shit. Shit, nigga, yeah.
My shit said sexy on it. Sexy was the first. You said sexy.
Anyway.
Hey, that's not. I took. You told me. You sent me the test.
Okay.
I just did the test.
That's how it is.
This guy's crazy. I never did that shit. I'll never do that shit. I'll never get my palms red. The only man
about?
Can judge me is the Lord. Can
okay.
I get an amen?
Amen to
yes,
that?
Yes, sir.
Shout out. Because
you going to get
but
your,
I agree,
your personality
I would never get my palms red.
Yeah, nah. Yeah,
not doing that palm reading shit. Nah.
Look. The only thing you can read is these hands, man. They coming at you fast. You understand what I'm saying?
The thing is, you can't.
Yeah.
Because your ass can be knocked out.
Just like that.
That's all it is.
That's all it is. And I'm getting my nails done soon.
That's all it is, man.
Ain't none.
Look at them.
They're actually
clean.
Yeah,
my fucking skin
wow.
is clean.
Wow.
Off, man.
Look at that.
Yeah, my shit's
my shit's all right, too.
No dirt.
Yeah, I cut my
I got a little dirt on these hands.
Oh, okay.
I do not get your fucking fingers skin to fly off and shit and fucking be sticking up. So many.
I just think that's how your nails grow. Have you ever thought about that though? How your nail grows?
What do you mean?
Think about that? No, like it's you, we only see
from
this
your
here.
Finger, right?
Listen, we that. See this here, but like how far does it go down?
Yeah.
Because it's always growing.
Yo,
you know what I mean? Like
fats.
You cut it and like it's so weird.
Let's look that up, right?
Man, shout out the fingernail.
You ever thought about
that? Like, you see Kevin be playing movies where like they'll take your fingernail off.
Bro, he does that shit.
Why are you showing me that?
Pliers.
Why are you showing me that?
I kind of like the pain.
What?
Anyway, like when I get my nails done, and it sounds weird. I like when she like cuts my cuticles and like push them back and stuff. It's like
I can't take that part. I scream.
That's the word.
And then like afterwards, I'm like, oh, my fingernails look so nice and clean.
According to this X-ray picture, it doesn't go back that far.
Oh shit! For
okay,
cool.
Okay.
I just always like wonder how it keeps growing. You know what I mean?
Starts
like,
at your shoulder.
There's a root inside.
Yeah.
So like pretty much like a tree, I guess.
Yeah. Shout out the trees, man.
Shout out the trees, man.
Doing that thing, man.
Shout out the Wolverine, because sometimes I be thinking.
Shout out Wolverine, man.
Sometimes I be thinking I can pull it out on niggas, but I be trying to get this shit out.
Wolverine got a new project coming out.
Yeah, man. Blazing hands. That's just the first thing that came to mind. What's this shit at?
How do you see the time shit?
It's long.
Where is How long have we been running for?
It's long, huh? That's what she said.
That's what she said.
It's been an hour. It's been an hour. We're going to wrap this up. Shit, it's nine, man. We're going to wrap this up.
Shout out to y'all.
Shout out to y'all niggas, man. Just Tycho. Just Tycho's out.
Yeah. Out now.
It's on episode four or some shit. By the time you see this,
go pre that.
Yeah, be fine. Go pre it. Y'all good. Yeah. Y'all been sharpening her up.
That was natural as fuck, too.
It sounded good, right?
Shout out Symphony. Hit
the shout out to Sim.
Let's get it.
Shout out to Sim on him.
That was good.
Yeah, man. Judge Tycho's out. The fucking response has been crazy. Everyone in Toronto's supporting it, man. I'm like walking around, people are cheering for Judge Tycho. I'm like, wow, this feels good, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to you guys.
Shit. Yo, so nice to see niggas just genuinely happy.
Yeah.
Just like awesome. Yo, I'm just happy for y'all niggas. Facts. Shit.
Because it's rare.
That's cool. And you guys deserve it because you guys have been working on that shit for a while. So.
Hey, thank you, man.
So for sure, like, everything you guys are getting, you deserve it.
Hey, shells, man.
It's like my man. That's why I
be gassing y'all all the time. Thank
you,
man.
Yeah, you need the gas.
Exactly.
Or you can buy the gas. Shout out to Ontario.
Shout out Justin Trudeau.
Shout out Justin Trudeau.
Because you now can buy some gas. And I ain't talking petrol. You dig what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Listen, man, I'm going to end it like this.
Smoking Ridge.
Yeah. Stop smoking Ridge.
2019.
Shit.
Yeah, shout out Symphony for coming through.
Appreciate it.
Go get her new shit.
I was actually scared.
Why? Really?
Yeah, I always get so nervous doing anything with you guys.
Why? It's just us.
I know, but I'm just like,
how you feel now?
Why? I'm now.
Yeah. Nigga, I'm gonna go home and feel. I feel somebody at the end of my bed. I'm gonna have a different approach. I'm gonna wake up pissed. Who the fuck there?
Nigga, like, oh, <shit." laughs>
If you respond with some deeper shit, me nigga. fucking Chris. I'm fucking scared. Get the fuck out.
Nigga, if a ghost name was Chris, I would not be scared. That's like
the
chill.
Chris.
It's Chris.
He's so dumb ass. Okay.
It's Andrew.
I was chilling, like, man. All right, Andrew, going to bed.
Bro, if when I'm a ghost and some nigga press me like, who the fuck is there? I'm gonna be like, oh shit.
Optimus, nigga. That's a ghost name, nigga.
No, it's not.
That is not Optimus. A ghost. That's a robot, nigga.
Dro. What's your ghost name right now?
Fuck, my ghost name?
Yeah.
Shit.
Watch this.
I don't know still.
You gotta know.
I don't know, man.
You gotta, because you're gonna be on the spot. Who the fuck there?
Metamorphosis.
Nah, I don't got that.
I'm scared.
That's scary, nigga.
I'm fucking scared.
Honestly, I'd probably do some research before I scare a nigga. So I have my ghost name.
You ain't got no top 10 ghost names.
I kind of like Metamorphosis.
Metamorphosis
sounds
is very optimistic.
Let me search top 10 ghost names.
No,
actually, let me not. Let me not.
You trying to haunt yourself?
I'm sorry. Let me not.
Weird.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my goodness. My cheeks hurt. I'm smiling too much.
I'm sorry.
That's what we do over here on Random Order. I smile, man.
Funny in real life.
Yes, sir. So
wrap that thing up.
We paid him to say that.
I was about to.
Paid him to say that.
I owe you $10.
Realistically, I was trying to think of another AirPod joke because they still in my ears. But all you broke boys, man, step it the fuck up, nigga. I'm out here with my AirPods. I see. The thing is, I've been on AirPods since like 2017.
Yeah, you had them for a while.
I had them for a minute. And niggas just kept looking at me weird. I'm like, bro, they don't fall out. They're just like regular headphones, just no cords.
Just no cord.
So clutch.
I lose mine like every 5 minutes.
Bro, she okay. Bro.
Actually, I have two AirPods.
Because she lost one.
Because I lost it.
And then bought another.
I found it.
That's God's plan right there. You got two now.
I got two. So I'm flexing harder than all y'all.
You might lose one and not even stress.
I don't.
You have 2 years.
Yeah.
All right, man. Y'all, thank y'all for tuning in, man. You know what it is. Judge Tycho. I'll go check
subscribe.
Out all that shit. Press subscribe on the podcast.
Rate it. Like
press
it.
Stars. 5 stars.
All that shit.
Yeah. Say nice shit.
Yeah. Share it. Oh, show somebody that shit, bro.
Yo, honestly, you know
don't
helps.
Keep it to yourself.
Yeah, whatever.
Share, like, yeah, you're not.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I got it. There it is. Excuse me. I burped off the mic because I have respect.
Okay.
Respect will take. Come on. Respect will take you far.
It will.
I went to the States like the first time. Like, why the fuck did I say the first time? I don't know what I'm saying. I got to go sleep. I went to the States and I was holding the door and then my girl's like, why are you doing that? And I'm like, because you got to hold the door for like people behind you. But I was in New York. So mad niggas just kept going through. I'm like, okay, like I got to drop this shit too. You know what I'm saying? Like, how long am I supposed to hold the fucking door? And I'm like, yo, I can't drop it on her. Can't drop it on him. So I just stopped holding doors now. So I got two sides of me. When I'm in Canada, I hold doors. When I'm in the States, I was like, yo, fuck y'all niggas. I just dropped that shit.
Low key, we're rude.
Yo, it's just a way of life. Yeah. I'm like, oh shit, y'all just
Just rude. We don't say hi. Good morning. Nothing.
Yeah. Yo, it's rude to be polite. Like, I heard stories of people.
It's like, why are you talking to
someone
me?
Someone said, yo, what's up? He's like, yo, what that nigga mean? What's up?
What that nigga trying to say? What's up?
Yo, what you mean by that? Oh, hi, nigga. That's what I meant. I meant
be
hi.
A funny nigga. Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Fuck this nigga mean. Yo, how
what's
you
this nigga talking about?
Yo.
Fuck you know, this I'm nigga good.
Mean, I'm good. How are you asking? How are you nigga? Fuck you talking about how I'm doing, man. Anyways.
Side note, whenever people, if I ask you if you're good, just say yes. Because if you say no, it's going to be weird. Because I don't know what to say after that.
You just say, well, I hope everything's okay.
But they said it's not okay.
But you just say, hope things are going to be all right.
Hope you feel better.
Like, oh, shit.
You'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Explain later.
Well, thank you for watching another episode of Random Order. Get your waves right at 4ye.ca, you stupid bastards. That's what I'm wearing right now on my head. Idiot. Get your waves
right here. These ones are sold out, though. But we do have some other joints out there.
Yeah. I'm out the wave game, but I'll be back.
Oh,
y'all
should have
bit him on some Dipset shit.
Jeez.
I'm out.
Yeah,
I'm
what's
out.
Up?
I'm out.
Next time. Tune in next time.
Tune in next time.
Hold on. Let the bomb cool off.
Because we got people listening that can't really see what's going on.
The mic is covered by my durag.
Goodbye.
We out.
Wow, my ears are like on fire. Huh? Shit is so tight.
What'd y'all say? What's y'all say?
Y'all just did a podcast.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.